This is a HeadGum Podcast.
I don't care if it's cheesy. It slaps.
It was number one for a reason. It got people moving and grooving on the dance floor in 1988.
And we have the benefit of hindsight. This isn't what's popular now. We're not having to hear this being force-fed. It. We get to look at it as a perfect time capsule of 80s.
Of the time, yeah.
Keyboard pop. What do we call this? 80s.
Synthy, like, but it does have an R&B thing to it as well.
The rhythm here is working for
funky.
Me.
It's funky.
I would call it stinky, but also
squeaky
clean.
It is a song that, even though, again, it is a man aggressively asking a woman to get into his car and start a life.
Yeah.
It is a song that I'm sure kids sang along to.
I'm singing along to it now and incorrectly.
And yeah.
I don't know it.
And you're 16.
I mean, emotionally. Yeah. I think I stopped around there.
Time for
Touch the
Jam.
Touch the Jam. Hey.
Touch the
Jam.
Touch the
Jam. Touch the Jam.
Bonjour.
Oh, no.
Bienvenue. Hello.
I don't know. It felt right. It's cold today. I don't know. For some reason, the chill makes me feel Parisian.
Yes. Well, you did come in with a beret and a baguette.
That doesn't help either. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam, the podcast where I yell, try to make the greatest hits even greater, and usually don't succeed, but we have fun along the way, and that's what counts.
That is what counts.
Joe, let me see. What do I want to... I think I want to just use this song to introduce you. Let's try it. So who cares about the Rock Hall? A podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's a stand-up comic you might have seen recently on his half-hour special on Comedy Central. It's Joe Quazala.
Hi. a killer intro.
Thank you for coming on in your very limited stint in New York.
Thank you so much. I'm only here for a few days, but you know I'm on time for you.
I know. Thank you. I feel bad, too, because we talked about you coming on the podcast back in L.A., and then the shit absolutely hit the fan, and it never happened.
Yeah, I know. I was promised something.
You were. And I lied.
People were talking already about what we were going to do.
The buzz was generated.
The streets were a buzz with the rhythm of the night, and yet here we are. But this is a happy ending. Because I thought, oh, I was going to do the podcast, and then now I'm not. I don't know how many people you had in the queue.
Not that many.
But I'm a select few who was scheduled to do the old version of the podcast.
Correct.
And then slip through the cracks.
That's you. You're the first so far.
The timing just didn't work out.
No.
And yet we're able to rectify previous errors.
And we already picked the song too.
Right.
So
yeah.
So it was really a real edging situation I gave you.
Ooh, yeah. I mean,
you're welcome.
I was just about there.
It's such an obvious crossover too, because you're obsessed with the Rock Hall. That's like your whole thing.
Is talking about music and if you're going to ask me, is Billy Ocean in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That is what I was going to ask you.
The answer is a definitive no way.
Why the fuck not?
You know, Billy Ocean is not considered to be cool.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
If Billy Ocean is ever talked about in any serious way, it's to provide context of like why hip hop was so important, because it came out of a world where like Billy Ocean was like the most prominent black musician. You know what I mean? Like,
you're gonna have to educate me, because previous to you saying let's do this song, I didn't know anything about this.
You didn't know the song. You didn't know the artist.
No.
And
I know marginally more from 2 hours of research last night, but marginally.
Just a little bit, yeah. I just remember watching, I think it was a documentary series on VH1 a long time ago, and it was about hip-hop, and I remember them talking about, like, yeah, fucking, it was like Billy Ocean was on the radio, and it was said in a real derisive way. Billy Ocean.
Was a cheese ball. That was his reputation.
He was a cheese ball, yeah. I mean, a lot of his
songs... In 1988, we should say, when this song came out. And this I found particularly interesting, produced and co-written by Mutt Lange.
My man Mutt.
For people who maybe don't know, that's famously Shania Twain's ex-husband. That's how I introduced him.
Right. No, I mean, that's true. But you know that before Shania,
he did Back in Black.
AC/DC and Def Leppard.
Yes, he did. Of course, Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams.
He was a hitmaker.
I mean, maybe most famously Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5.
Oh my God.
Can you believe he produced that?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't really know that he was still like making hits.
Oh, Mutt Lange, the hitmaker. Mutt, come on the show.
Mutt, we want you.
I also was intrigued by the lyrical inspiration for the song. Do you know this?
Mm-mm, I don't think so. I mean, I
love having something you don't know.
My guess would be he was dreaming of a woman and was like, what if she were in my car?
I'm so excited to talk about this song. No, apparently it's, okay, it's kind of a turducken of a reference because he was inspired by Ringo Starr's version of You're 16, which was a approximated cover of a Johnny Burnett song.
Yes, one of the many great songs inspired by pedophilia.
Wow, I mean...
I mean, the song's called You're 16.
I guess I don't know the song, so I was thinking...
What do you think it...
it's maybe like, you know, to his kid. Or maybe it's a spin on Sound of Music. And in the song, he assumes the position of a character that's also 16.
Wow. In many ways, you're showing me the light. In many ways, you are the one who is 16. I don't
still
know what that means.
The one. So the original lyric of the song, what was his name? Johnny Burnett?
Johnny Burnett.
I guess the Sherman Brothers wrote that. And their lyric was, "You walked out of my dreams and into my arms." And then in the 74 version, Ringo Dead, he said, instead of dreams, car. So you walked out of my dreams and into my car.
And then Billy went, wait
Billy
a second.
Heard it. I was like,
what about instead of, see, Ringo had someone who on their own volition walked out of the dreams, but the person I'm thinking about won't get out of my dreams. So I need to command them to escape my dreams. They need to get into the
like
vehicle.
A succubus? Who's haunting his dreams?
I clearly.
Because really, this is hardly a punch-up. It's just a different... You walked out of my dreams and into my car versus get out of my dreams and into my car. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a low-key exorcism.
Yeah, it's more active. It's forceful, maybe a little aggressive.
The power of Christ compels you out of my dreams and into my car.
Get out of my dreams and into my car. Get out of my dreams and into my car. The power of Christ compels you to get out of my dreams and into my car.
Why would they want the demon in the car?
Yeah.
Listen, before you go back to hell, have you tried In-N-Out?
Yeah, my dude.
We gotta get animal style. The other thing I have to say is that part of the popularity of the song may be attributed to the video.
The video.
Have
rules.
You seen it?
Yes, I have. They like go through a car wash and there's like cartoon bubbles and stuff. And
like a fish is in his car and then he's like, get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's who the song's really it directed towards.
Really complicates the narrative from being a love song to being about cartoon animals.
Also, do we call this love? We'll get there.
Wow, yeah. Good point.
Okay, last thing before we get into it, a patron named Simply Star Fox.
Simply Star Fox.
Don't get too cocky! I was 7 when this song came out, and I vaguely remember it making me feel whatever the precursor for horny is before you hit puberty. I get it.
That's great, no.
It feels, I don't know.
Because you can understand it.
Yeah, like, it's accessible.
As a kid, it is accessible, and you can parse out what's being said, but then you can maybe start to make the leap to, oh.
Something's tingling.
What's going to happen to the car?
Is that the horny part for you?
Wow, oh my God.
What are they going to do to that car?
Oh, wait, no. What?
Okay, let's get into this damn song. I'm so excited, although scared.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's a rumba.
Do you hear that?
Oh, no.
Cowbell.
Yeah.
That's a cowbell.
Or,
hey,
yeah.
You. Get into my car. Yes, you. Get into my car.
Oh. That is if I've ever... That is a crescendo if I've ever heard it. That is a fist in the air.
It's the end of Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
What just happened to us?
So, I mean, they are making use of stereo. It starts in the left ear. Something's revving up. And then the right ear. I mean,
the world building.
Yes. Yes.
Here's the car.
We're establishing where we are, what's happening.
A car or near a car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's... So, a lot of songs in this era started with... engines revving.
Yeah.
Which is really
the way you make me feel.
And like every Motley Crue song starts with like a motorcycle revving. And then we got a nice little back and forth here with Billy and
you.
And you.
Is that us?
Are
is
we
he talking
are we
to
meant
us?
To be? I mean, but the you responds, so it's a woman.
But maybe it's like more of a guideline, like how sometimes they keep the vocals in karaoke. We are supposed to be responding.
Okay, fair. But what's interesting is it goes, hey, hey, you, you. So,
and no response.
There's no dialogue. I mean, it's just it's repeating it. You would think it would be back and forth.
No.
It's hey, hey, you.
Sometimes it takes a few tries.
It's just an echo. Get into my car. Who, me? Then we get a response. Yes, you.
I mean, I'm not every woman, but when someone I don't know, presumably when he's calling her you, mm-hmm. that is the case, screams at me on the street, again, as I believe is correct based on the car sound, mm-hmm. hey, hey, you. At that point,
yeah.
If I haven't responded, I'm not going to suddenly respond when they demand I get into their car.
And kind of in a way that's like, who, me?
Like, doesn't it sound like that game you played in second grade? Presumably this is not an island thing, where it was like a name introduction game. And it was like, who stole the cookies from the cookie jar? Joe stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Couldn't be.
Then who?
Right. In a sense, it is like this, only it's aggressively demanding someone get into his car. Now, we know the name of the song going into this.
Yes.
So we might think that he's talking to his dream.
So is he sleeping? Is he screaming in his sleep?
But I guess the other interpretation is, you're a hot lady. Keep going. You're a hot lady. You do stuff in my dreams. I want you to get out of my dreams. Stop existing. Our relationship only exists in my dreams. I want that. I'm tired of that. Uh-huh. You're a real woman.
Uh-huh.
Let's take this dream stuff and make it reality. And it's going to start with you getting in my car.
Because I must have a sweet whip. That would win you over.
What, do you think it was a real thing or just like movies and TV when it was like, it was implied that a lady would fuck somebody if he had
a cool car. I can't speak to that since I wasn't a cool lady at that time.
No.
I feel like I've been
that's the only way to know how.
No, it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been led to believe that cars were somehow more impressive in the previous iterations of time.
Yeah. I mean, media has definitely led us to believe that.
Right. Like, I've never seen a car and been like, wow.
Who's driving that whip?
Oh my God, a Chevy Volt. Stop. I'm too horny. Take me home.
Who's behind that Toyota Tercel?
Also, that the idea of like car sex was still kind of a novelty, mm-hmm. as if it was only invented in 1980.
Right.
Are you kidding? People have been fucking wagons for years.
Yeehaw.
It's actually the origin of that term.
Yeah.
And then the whoa.
I mean, that really, that gets you on board.
But also,
are we supposed to connect that with the dialogue so far? Like, is that her stumbling into the car? Or is that him getting excited because she's getting into the car?
He's turning to his boys on the left side of the car. She's on the right side and she responded. Then he's like, whoa.
No chill.
Doesn't it feel like before a basketball game, you put hands in and then you're like,
yes, and then
cheering to rise.
You start at the bottom and mm-hmm. whoa. And the
go
hands
Vikings.
Go up and yeah, go Wildcats.
I love High School Musical.
But that's, yeah. Hey.
Who's he talking? There's so much. We've literally not even gotten into the song.
Get into my car. Who, me? Yes, you. Get into my car. No Whoa. Response, but then he gets so excited.
Because she responded at all. This has never worked this far. I've tried the, hey. No.
And then
get into my car.
Okay, get in.
Get it. Please get in my car.
No, please. No, he doesn't say please.
You're correct.
I want to be very clear. He does not say please.
The whoa makes me feel like his eyes said please.
He was smizing.
No, just desperation.
He was plizing, saying please with his eyes.
I'm always plizing.
Wow.
Always overwhelmed, always plizing. Okay, and now hopefully he's going to provide a little more context for the crazy things he just said.
I feel like we go back a little bit. Yeah, so I mean like we kind of start over as I recall, but let's go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I love this.
It's a jam.
The bass. Who's that lady coming down the road? Who's that lady? Bassist doesn't sound like that anymore, and I miss it.
No, I mean, this is all done on a keyboard, right?
100%. There's not a real instrument to be found, maybe except a saxophone.
Right. The saxophone has some real grit that only a human or a cartoon duck can provide. But yeah, a lot. I mean, obviously, it's a very synth-heavy thing.
Who's that lady coming down the road?
Who's that lady?
So he's just really letting us know strangers.
Yes. No. So again, this is catcalling.
He's demanding she gets into his car.
Because he likes the way she looks. This is a song of its time, a time that would soon be up.
Well, I think it's always been up, I will say.
Nope, it was normal and good back then. We encouraged it and women liked it.
It was like very chic in music videos for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, we act like it's up, but...
Certainly not.
Yeah, the fucking Uptown Funk video is just them catcalling.
It just
that
depends,
was not long ago.
I think, like, if they portray the women being into it or not.
This seems problematic.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. It's nuanced. Sometimes someone catcalls me and they say something funny enough that it is...
You get in their car.
Well.
Right? Is that where this is going?
Well, are we talking like a Thunderbird?
We're talking some sort of Ferrari?
Listen, if you have a Ford Fiesta... I will get in the car.
Well, well. Is that a Windstar?
Okay, what else does he have to say? Who's that woman
walking through my door? What's the score? I'll be the sun shining on you. Hey, sitting in love, step in your shoe.
What?
So, first off, graduated from lady to woman.
Okay, I appreciate that. Slightly more respect now that he's stared at her for more than 10 seconds.
And then she's getting in the car. Who's that woman walking through my door?
Well, this could be the dream door.
Ooh, out of the dreams?
This whole thing could be a dream. He could be in dreams saying, get out of my dream, into my car.
The thing is, yeah, he is looking at a real woman, but he also has an active fantasy going on as well.
Yes.
So we don't know what he's describing.
This could all be a dream sequence.
He could be in a coma.
He's been dead for 30 years on this very night.
Yeah, so who's that?
Who's that woman walking through my door? What's the score?
As though to say,
hey, you're
up?
Hot, but did you see the Timberwolves game? Do you know?
Do you have any idea?
Third quarter, where are we at?
It was tied up, but I had to leave the bar. They went into OT. What's the score?
Or maybe he's asking like, okay, so I'm seeing you in, I don't know, Pittsburgh, and you appear to be a 9. But in LA, what are you? In New York, what are you? What's your score?
See, I think it's just, that was just what's up.
What's the score?
Hey, like, you know how...
I kind of love that.
I think that was a thing. Like, you would go like, what's the score? And then be like, haha.
But without like a rhyming nickname after? I want to be like, what's the score, Dumbledore?
Yeah, it's not cool anymore.
That rhymes. What's the score? This isn't cool anymore.
Yeah.
And then he says, I'll be the sun shining on you.
Hey, Cinderella, step in your shoe.
So the shoe is the car? Oh my God, is it a shoe car?
It's a full shoe car.
It looks like a Barbie stiletto car.
To me,
I would get in that car.
Now we're talking. He's
the
covering the bases.
Are impossible.
But
maybe
it's,
a loafer shoe. I could see being astronomically possible.
Yeah, just space-wise dimensions you could get inside. Yeah,
I do love that he's like, we're kind of losing the car metaphor. I don't know.
Yeah, what else do we got? Cinderella
shoes.
Yeah, it does really feel like rhyming dictionary shit. Like, okay.
Yep. Shoe. Working backward from shoe.
Yeah, no, fully.
He didn't say, hey, the car's clean, take off your shoes. He didn't say, like, you know, you can keep your shoes on in my car. I'm a chill kind of guy.
You can leave your shoe on.
But also, he's rhyming with you, which he only had to say because he, again, a different metaphor was like, I'm the sun.
And see, I always assumed this was happening at night.
Well, I think it is happening at night. It has to be.
Yeah,
a cat call this aggressive in daytime. I know no man that would do this unless he was severely fucked up.
Yes, and not Billy. No way.
With this pitch, I don't think so. At this hour,
no.
But the sun, maybe he's just like, no matter where we are, I'll be a bright light for you.
I'm talking not just in this moment, but in our lives.
Yes,
I'll be the sun shining on you,
which is a big ask because it's not just like, hey, I want to have sex with you. It's like I want to marry you and be there for you.
I want to be your light. I want to be the light, the heat. Your ass. I am complete.
And so now
Cinderella
shoe.
He's just trying to give as many metaphors, as many comparisons as he can to let this woman know that, like,
listen,
I screamed at you to get in the vehicle.
But I'm a good guy.
But like, here's some stuff about me and what I see in our future.
And now about you, you're Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do not know you, but you look poor.
You look like a poor lady who maybe only through magic could look pretty.
Okay, and now continuing the pre-chorus into chorus one. I'll be your non-stop lover. Whoa!
Yeah.
The chorus. The non-stop miracle. I'm your man. Get out of my street. Get into my car. This lasts.
Yeah, it rules.
I
feel like I need to circle back to the stinky, squeaky, clean thing because
of course.
An image popped into my head that for some reason I have the compulsion. I need to say it
on please.
Air.
Go ahead. Do it.
It's like this is a song that honks for people who think Swiss cheese is like an exotic cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that makes sense to me.
This is some very vanilla people going like,
whoa.
Maybe I'll throw a little chocolate sauce on here.
Uh-oh, with citrus?
Are we saying this is a palatable black music for white people?
Oh, I would say without a doubt.
Yeah.
This is like...
It's like I was saying before, like the way it seemed like the black community was like, Billy Ocean, Jesus
Christ. The only
Christ.
Way we that were allowed was, to hit number one was...
That was the guy. We need a change.
I do understand that. However, again, looking back, I'm like, but it's really bad in a great way, right?
Yeah, it's... yeah, no, for sure, I think. And also...
Now that it's not like culturally a sign of oppression...
Okay.
Can we just enjoy the terrible synth?
I mean, yeah, and also like it is... This is guilty pleasure... at its finest.
I refuse to feel guilt about this.
There you go.
Is it bad? Maybe. I don't feel bad about it.
It feels so right.
It feels like the kind of song that if I was in a bad mood, I would put on and commit to my bad mood.
Wait, does that help?
No.
Okay.
What a twist.
Nonstop Lover. He jumps to I'll Be Your Nonstop Lover. That's a pretty big leap.
Yeah. And he also calls himself a miracle.
Yeah.
A nonstop miracle.
I'm your man.
So he's really setting himself up.
We escalate quickly.
He's like, I'll be the light in your life. I'll fuck you literally 24 hours a day, which honestly sounds exhausting.
Yeah, no, nonstop.
Oh my God. Good That's God. Called a yeast infection and I would not like to have one.
No.
Also like when your legs are apart for that long,
Jesus Christ.
And then you have to put them back together. It hurts a lot.
I want the listeners to know that Miel really demonstrated that for
Doing
me
an act
with
out.
Her actual legs so that I could understand.
So when they're this far apart,
mm-hmm,
and
I
then
see
you
that.
Have to, yo, it hurts
and just
so
clamp them back together.
Do you remember when, like, you know, you would, this is not at all the same thing, but I started, I have to
Go
finish.
Go ahead. Yes, you do.
Where you would, like, do that little trick with your arms when, you know, before the internet existed and you had to come up with fun ways to entertain uh-huh. yourself. And you'd like press down on something really hard.
Yes.
And then they would like go over your head and you couldn't
yes,
stop.
Uh-huh. That's what sex is. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. That to me is what, that's what sex is.
I no longer remember what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
But that sounds like sex. That's really what he's talking about when he says nonstop.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about like pushing down on a table with your fingers. So then,
he's talking about cracking egg on your head. That the yolk tripped.
Yeah.
And then the miracles. I'm like, okay, so are you God in this analogy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's he's getting a little too big for his britches. He's like, hey, come here. Like, I really want to be with you and I'm going to fuck you all the time. And I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
This is spoken like a man who's never actually had a successful hit on experience.
He's trying everything. He's
like,
throwing everything
keep
at the wall.
Adding stuff.
Uh-huh. Are you Cinderella? Will... Are you this? Am I the son? I'm the miracle. I'm the father, the son, the Holy Ghost.
So if you're into religion, we got that covered. If you mm-hmm. like fairy tales, we got that covered. I can cook.
Come on. I'm so fucking horny. Please get in my car.
I know about comic books. my maternal grandfather has his helpful head of hair. Any of this working for you?
Salad bars. I go there sometimes.
To be fair, if that was the pitch, I'd be more interested.
Because mm-hmm.
that feels at least authentic.
Yeah.
I don't believe this
man. It's vulnerable.
You're saying you can fuck nonstop and you're full of miracles?
You're a miracle.
The only thing I know about you is you're a liar.
Damn.
You can't be telling me the truth.
Ugh, Billy.
And then get out of my dreams into my car.
We get that. And that's, you know, sing along.
But did you hear what that background vocal said? Should we hear that one more time?
Sure.
Said get into my car.
Yeah, right. We just repeated. Yeah. So as we've established, I think is the woman that he's talking to.
Whoa, you think?
Well,
I assumed
that's the same voice who went, who me?
You think?
I think so, yeah.
You don't think they had a session singer come in for one line?
So if we were to believe the world that this song is establishing, early on she was who me? And then now she's
Did
she get in the car and now they're picking up more women? And she's just helping Billy Ocean out?
A real regulator situation.
And now it's like her car too. She's like, get into my
car. Or the sadder version, which is, of course, where my brain goes. This was never the girl he was talking to. This was always his friend acting out, like helping him practice how this is going to go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he's just... He's
so she's just backing him up. Mm-hmm. She's just his hype man,
she's
whatever.
Like, good, good. Get into my car. That's what
yeah,
you
get
say.
Get into my car. We're getting there, Billy.
Keep your head up, Billy. You've got it, Billy.
Keep your head up.
You're doing it, Billy.
You're really getting right into the 1988 slang here. Just hang in there, Billy.
Hang in there, Billy. You've got it. Don't give up, Billy.
If you could do the rest of this podcast in that voice.
What's the score, Billy?
Have you thought about doing a tight 10 like this?
Wow, gee. Here comes Billy. Hey, Billy, you're doing great, Billy.
It's the voice of like a 1920s newsie, yeah. But like using 80s slang. I think we're onto something here. Yeah. Remember this.
Wow, far out, Billy. That's tubular, Billy. Oh, that's totally boss, Billy.
I'm like, obviously my knee jerk is just to want to riff with you, but I actually just have to take a laugh for you. Yeah. But it's too funny. Woo! Okay, I have to press
cool
play.
Cool Bambazoli jacket, Billy. Wow.
In my mind, I'm just like, oh, cool. So about to be the 90s, huh, Billy?
Wow.
I just want to keep commenting on the year.
Reagan sure is president, eh, Billy?
Wow, the AIDS crisis is happening now, huh?
We're not gonna acknowledge it for a while, though, are we, as a nation? Are we, Billy?
We're going to do a lot of people wrong. So many are going to die. We'll never be discussed.
E.T.
E.T. Okay, I have to hit this next clip. Stop.
Get in the backseat, baby.
Get in the backseat, baby.
So interesting.
He's an Uber driver.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not the passenger seat? Does this confirm my theory that he already has a woman in the car? Get in the back seat, or is it? Here's a question. Here's okay. Something we never even thought of. The car is parked. He's outside of the car.
Stop.
He's leaning on the car, maybe flipping a coin. And he's, as the ladies walk by, it's not about taking a ride. It's about taking a ride. You know
what
I mean?
So he's only saying, have sex with me in my car.
Get in the back seat
on the
with
side
me.
Of the street.
Yeah.
Because he's not even going to drive anywhere in this scenario. They're going to go straight to the sex.
I mean,
on the street where he's finding her, which presumably means there's some foot traffic.
Yeah. Get in the back seat.
Or Uber driver.
Or yes.
Or a car full of women he's just collecting.
Yeah, and there's only room in the back.
Right. Or it's like a sports car that's really skinny. You know, sports cars sometimes are two-seaters. But the two-seaters
But the two seats are one in front of the other?
Yes.
Like a motorcycle with a shell?
That's a car, isn't it?
I guess. If you would expect it to be a little bit wider so there could be an engine and stuff in the hood, but...
Yeah. No, you make a good point.
Yeah.
So he's trying to have sex on the side of the road.
I mean,
with a stranger.
The car might be parked. Beep, beep, yeah.
I don't like this, Billy. I trusted you.
Get in the backseat's pretty
it's
explicit.
Forward to the point of, I'm not safe. This feels bad, Billy.
No, Billy.
Stop. And you sang it so sweetly.
Don't do it, Billy. Don't get them in the backseat, Billy.
I can tell I'm on the verge of like a full-on coughing, crying.
I'll pump the brakes.
Just give me like a 5-minute breather. Mm-hmm,
and then
when it feels right, you know, you can throw it back in.
Yeah. Get in the backseat, baby.
I hate that he sang that so beautifully.
I mean, it makes you want to get in the backseat.
It works on me.
And I believe pretty soon he's going to rephrase that.
Okay, let's hit it.
Get out of my mind, get into my life.
Do not forget the best part of that.
Ooh.
Thank you for knowing what the best part of that was.
Yeah.
Wow. So is this a real girl that he's obsessing over?
Yes. He's having a fantasy.
Wet dreams.
wet.
He's
as
like,
the
get
oceans.
Out of my dreams because I cannot afford this much laundry.
Yeah, it is getting sticky.
Ooh, yo, yo.
Yeah, my yo, yeah. So, yeah, he's leaning. The car is parked. He's leaning against the car. Every woman that walks by, he has a sexual fantasy about. And is like, get into my car. You're in my dreams. Let's just fucking make this happen. I'm a hot Trinidadian man named Billy. And we can really...
Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie Charles.
Leslie Sebastian Charles?
Leslie Sebastian Charles.
Mm-hmm. Which absolutely sounds like a fake name, but go on.
Mm-hmm. You know, the idea... Yeah.
That's the name that you tell me when you're like, no, I promise I'm not abducting you. My name's Leslie Sebastian Charles.
I know your dad. I'm a friend of your dad's. Now get out of my dreams, get into my car.
You're really saying a lot of things that would work on me. I'm a friend of your dad's. I'd be like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll get in the car. Sure. Do you have any snacks back here? Bottled water?
Yeah. Get in the back seat. That's where they are.
I mean, it, honestly, in the Uber age, I think that we could revisit this and make it less creepy, but we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Did that feel very South Park to you?
No.
That didn't feel like the way they sing.
Yeah.
It's like Team America.
Uh-huh.
That's not what it's called.
Yeah, no, that's their movie.
I got it right?
Team America World Police. Yeah.
1 out of 10 this episode.
Damn, she's got stuff in her brain.
It's not good stuff, but it is stuff.
And once again, we have the woman just repeating him instead of responding. Hey, hey, hey. You.
I want to take your boyfriend.
Car.
I want to be your girlfriend. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's, I
hey,
mean.
Hey, you. Yeah.
Let me be your girlfriend.
That, I mean.
They tried to
Billy
sue.
Billy Ocean walked. So April.
April? April Lapine? Okay. Fully new situation now. Okay. Lady Driver.
What?
So she's not getting...
Hang on. They had those in 1988.
I don't think so. So now, yeah, fully new situation. Lady Driver. Now, like, was he like... Are we to assume a bunch of stuff happened while he was singing the chorus? Or is this a completely new day?
No. It's just... I think it's a time jump. I think they're in the backseat of his car having sex and he's continuing the car thing. He's just big time into cars.
But she's driving now.
She's just
or
on top.
Or is this all a metaphor?
She's on top.
She's driving his cock.
I'm dead serious. Let me take your wheel. Obviously,
smooth
boobs.
Operator.
They look like boobs.
Yeah, every time I look at boobs, I go,
no,
wheels.
Every time I look at my car,
oh, see, we have the opposite
the boob.
Problem. Ah, yes. And let me, I'm 10 and 2 on the boob. And let me just.
When I was first learning how to drive, I was like, you keep saying wheel. Do you mean that boob looking thing?
That boob that's right in front of me that I must touch and
when
fondle?
When I honk. I smashed that nipple.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he calls her a smooth operator and says, touch my bumper, which is his butt. Is he asking
for butt
stuff?
Do we get to that
yet? I don't know. Let's find out.
Touch my bumper. That's his butt. And that's honestly cute.
He's begging her to do some butt stuff.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, it's not even invasive. It's just like, touch it.
I mean, we don't know.
We'll flirt with the idea of.
He might mean touch the inside. Bumper could be a lot of things.
Bumper could be butthole. Bumper could be butthole.
If there's one sound
twister.
Bite from this episode,
bumper could be butthole.
Can you say in the most like NPR voice?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Bumper could be butthole. And I'll give it a little bit
and
of
more.
News. I'll give it a little bit of more news. Bumper could be butthole.
No, I think Ira Glass was more the way.
Yeah. Bumper could be butthole.
Bumper could be butthole.
Bumper could be butthole.
Make it real.
I had clipped there just because I love him. The emphasis on make it real.
Make it real.
Did that not vibe big time Michael McDonald?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That last, especially with the background vocals.
Shit come from real.
Make it real.
Yes.
I loved that. I don't know what to say about the music because frankly, I don't know.
It sounds like a track that you would get on your computer, like that came with your laptop.
Exactly right.
It sounds like he's singing to a karaoke track.
But a really good one.
I mean,
not easy to get this much compression on every single track.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow. I mean, to make a bass feel like it's punching you in the head.
In the
every. I wish it would.
Oh, boy.
Every time I pick up at barbershop quartets, I can't say normal words.
Family Stone, take a breath.
When I go to hit on... As I do barbershop quartets and I pull the bass out and I say, please, would you mind touching my bumper? Because I'm not attracted to physical form. It's your pitch range.
Absolutely.
If you're a bass, get in my face. If you're a tenor, not a winner.
That, yeah.
Kind of.
I liked it. For on the spot.
If you're an alto, hell no.
Yeah.
If you're a mezzo soprano, I might give that a go. I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore. Let's just keep moving. Did he say hero?
I don't know, but that's the of all the words he sings, that has the most emotion in it. He cracks a little bit. Yeah.
I love it.
So like a road runner, I'm coming after you.
This is getting threatening, and also where the fuck's the car metaphor? It was right there. You know?
Now he's on foot.
And now he's just running.
He's on foot.
He's chasing.
Yeah.
This is like, I imagine he's doing it like in Get Out too, you know, expressionless.
Unless he's saying the car is fast like a roadrunner. In that case, she is running. She maybe got into another car, lady driver, and now it's a high speed chase.
No, if you're on foot, I don't think it's ever high speed.
Well, since she's a lady driver, she got into a car, and then he's also in his car, and it's a high speed chase.
You can't be in a car and call yourself a roadrunner.
Like a roadrunner, because of how fast you are.
Imagine I'm driving 60 miles an hour, and I go, this is just like I'm running a marathon.
No, roadrunner, like me.
Yeah, again, though, on foot, famously on foot.
But it's so fast, we can't replicate that on foot. In order to be like a roadrunner, we must be behind the wheel.
If Wile E. Coyote was in a car, he would have whipped his ass.
Maybe. Sometimes he got on top of a big old rocket, and that didn't even help. Yeah, and it turned out to be dynamite, and he blew up.
Out of the blue. Okay, so now he's saying, I'm going to chase you, but I'm the hero.
Yeah, I'm like a hero, though. I'm going to chase you, but like I'm like a hero.
And I came out of nowhere because I'm so fast.
There I am, out of the blue. What the fuck?
I love that he didn't even try to make this work. It's just all over the goddamn map. And then he goes on to say, I'll be your non-stop love. Again.
Heard again.
Get it while you can.
Okay.
I would love to hear the isolated vocals on this. They sound amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that you can't deny is that Billy Ocean has an incredible voice.
Oh, I love that cry he did. Also, he changed one line here. I'll be your nonstop lover. Get it while you can.
So now he's playing hard to get. Now he's saying,
I don't think you would do that after the fact.
Mm-mm. No, you've already said he's all over the place here.
We know
he's,
you're desperate.
He's doing whatever he can. He's just like, I'm going to be your son. You're my Cinderella. Fuck you nonstop. I'm going to be a miracle. And then like, if you want, just get it. I'm going to go away though. So you got to get now.
But I can run really fast.
I'm like so fast.
But like, I can run so fast. Do you remember when there was a time growing up where that was attractive to you? How fast someone could run? No matter what their position was, social standings in school, the fast kids in gym were hot.
You're running fast, Billy. Wow, look at him go.
Why does that make me like weirdly horny again? I'm like, oh man, they're fast. Like I went to watch the New York Marathon recently.
Mm-hmm. You're just dripping wet.
I got so excited. I was like, wow, they're fast. And then I was like, I should Google them. I was like,
I'm going to send them a DM.
I'm going to slide into DMs. Hey, so I hear you're fast. Huh?
So I saw how fast you were, like a runner.
That's probably a thing, huh? There's probably whole swaths of people who throw themselves at fast people.
Yeah, now I'm trying to think of what the terminology would be for groupies, for runners.
Marathon.
Sure.
No, that's not good.
No.
I shouldn't have said it.
I mean, I'm glad you did.
I'm not. You ready for the second half?
Beep, beep. Yeah.
Stop, it's so creepy.
In my life. What do you say, Billy?
Hey,
you. Okay, so this is a good point to stop because we know what's about to happen.
I mean, I didn't until last night when I was clipping this, but thank you. Yeah. I didn't notice the bass under beep beep.
Yeah.
Beep, beep.
It's a song that's layered and you pick up new things every time you hear it.
That's why I'm saying the stems on this must be insane. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many vocals that is. It feels like, I'm going to say, just to guess, 400?
400.
So that course was the same as the last one.
Right. No new information, but reiteration.
Yeah, and letting me know again, very forcefully, but beautifully, get in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
In my
baby.
Mind, he's...
Baby. You know, a little bit of a term of endearment to cushion the blow. But...
It's confusing. Imagine for a second that he's not parked and there's no one in the front seat. And it's also not a two-seater where the seats are behind each other.
Uh-huh.
And he still tells you to get in the back seat.
Right.
It's a power move.
Here's what it is. He knows the back seat is where you have sex.
Right.
But he's also not considering that he's currently driving.
Right. But so imagine for a second.
He's getting excited. He's like, well, I want to make sure she knows I'm horny.
Trying
so,
to fuck, yeah.
Yeah, get in the back seat. But he's not, that'll be so weird. Oh, then she gets back there and she's like, oh, this is weird. It's like, I'm your chauffeur or something.
No, you have to commit to it. So here's what you do. You see him on the date. Let's say it's the first date. You walk out to the car and then they go to get in the front seat. And you say, what the fuck are you doing? Get in the back seat.
Power move.
And then there's no way they're not going to kiss you at the end of the date.
Because you've asserted dominance.
Yes. It's just like when my dog runs into the dog park and without even sniffing another dog, humps all their heads.
Fuck yeah.
It works every time.
You get in there and you hump the biggest motherfucker there is.
In prison? Yeah. Oh, no, I've heard that. Okay, so now we're moving to the section that I have labeled simply batshit insane section.
Breakdown, you might call it.
This is 30 seconds. Just raise a finger if you want me to pause.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to... I don't know how to break this.
Understood. All right. Okay.
The finger went up.
The finger definitely went up. Are they having sex?
Boom, 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 boom. There is like a certain mischievous walking tempo to this part.
You're in the haunted castle version of the video game.
We're in Luigi's mansion suddenly. That's where he drove us to. What did he say? He said...
I said, open the door.
Get in the back.
Get in the back.
Tread on the floor.
Get on the track.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Are you going to sing something?
The track of the tires?
Are they at a race car? What are they called?
Yeah.
Race
track? Tread on the floor. I don't know. I may be foolish.
He has tires on the floor. His floor is covered in tires. Yeah.
And then get on the track like the racetrack? I mean, we have to think of this less literally and more as this point is to me obviously like, oh, because the first thing he goes, he's like, oh, or whatever. He's like, oh, right? Doesn't he? He has a moan.
It's the dream sequence where it starts to get a little squishy in the sheets.
Open the door, butthole.
Absolutely.
Get in the back.
See, here's the thing. Metaphor, I say, for what? Mm. I don't see the point.
So open the door, get in the back does seem literal in terms of like, we're about to fuck. And then tread on the floor, get on the track like, I don't follow.
I don't know that there is anything to follow. I think
you're just supposed to just be along for the ride.
I think, oh, there you go. Car thing.
Perhaps.
You're more on track than he is. Oh my God. Look, I just did a car thing.
I got my guy. What's happening?
We have to end the podcast now. I said something good for once. Okay, I do love musically what's happening here, although it is very confusing that this is the same song.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. And then it's like that, which I'm certain is a keyboard preset that I had on like my Casio.
Yeah, right. Again, these feel like tracks. These feel like
That one noise is like, ugh. Yeah, right. Or the other one's like,
yeah, I do. Let's
go. Wow.
Cartoon duck. Here comes the cartoon duck. Yeah.
Stop. Yeah. I'll be your son. Clipped up to I'll be your son.
I'll be your son. Wait, what?
Or your dad, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. I don't know. There's a lot of ways this could go, but if I'm your son, that would be pretty hot, I guess.
I love the squeaky-ass saxophone solo.
Sax solo's good.
It feels great.
We love it.
It wouldn't be an 80s bop without it.
Mm.
I think we should bring it back.
Bring back the sax solo?
Yeah. I want to hear a Cardi B track with a sax solo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
We're ready.
We've been ready.
Yeah.
Kenny G's waiting in the wings of Kylie Jenner's house.
America's ready. Let's bring back that sax solo, and if you're gonna represent it in a music video,
have a duck do it.
Make it a damn cartoon duck.
To be fair, ducks of all the animal sounds, I think a quack is the most similar to a saxophone. I'm not sure I stand by that, even though I just said it.
Maybe a goose honk, but like birds for sure are making sax sounds.
And now modulation. Are we ready?
We'll see. Familiar territory. Familiar territory.
They're just setting us up for this part.
Uh-oh. My my God. We've made it.
Heaven? Did we?
Yeah,
we
descended into heaven.
The car just took
off. That's what a key change always means.
Flew into the sun.
Mm-hmm. It's like the car at the end of Grease.
Exactly.
Flies.
But otherwise, still the same.
Hey!
You!
Hey!
What? Oh, it's a fade out.
That sax.
The saxophonist is like, you have me for an hour. Did you want anything
else?
Yeah,
let me just kind of, as we play out, want me to...
I will say there are like 10 versions of the song. I grabbed the shortest one, mm-hmm. which of course is the album version, and it still clocks at 4:43.
It clocks and it rocks.
Is that your consensus on the song? Clocks
yeah.
and rocks?
It clocks and rocks, baby.
I don't know how to feel about the song, because on the one hand, I'm like... The 80s cheese ball in me is like, this song's so fun. On the
it's
other
fun
hand,
and funny, and like, if you don't think about it too hard, you're just like, I'm having a good time.
But if
like
you
stupid.
Think about it for even 1 second, it falls apart.
It's
has no legs.
It's catcalling. It's aggressive. It is.
It doesn't even stick to the same metaphor.
No, yeah, it's all over the place. But the one thing that's consistent is that he's demanding of sex from potentially a stranger.
Potentially. Yeah. No, he says right at the top, who's that lady?
Yeah, I guess you're right. We established pretty early.
The first thing he says is, I don't know her.
Who is she?
But I would like to have sex with her specifically in the back seat of my car. A car which, such a missed opportunity, doesn't even tell us what kind of car.
Mm-hmm. True.
We never find out.
We don't know. You have assumed or implied that it is a special type of car where there's one seat in the front and then one seat in the back and then no other seats. And that it's narrow.
No, and he doesn't even tell us what kind of sex he wants to have. He uses a bunch of weird metaphors.
I know.
Take your wheel.
Bumper.
Touch my bumper. We'll make a deal. What is it, like a briefcase involved?
Yeah, let's make it, yeah. Howie Mandel's there.
So would you make changes to the song? Do you think it's great? Is there something you want to see different about it? What is it?
Let's clear up the metaphors, right?
Yeah.
Obviously clear up the metaphors.
Yeah.
Also... Let's not be so demanding. Let's not be so aggressive. Let's
if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Perhaps you'd enjoy.
I feel like we could even lose the dreams part because that was never explained in any capacity.
Yeah, you either lose the dreams part or you get more into the dreams.
So do we feel like it needs to be either car?
I've been sleeping.
Okay, either car or either dream. Can't be both.
I mean,
unless the car's in the dream.
The core of the song, mm-hmm. I think the thing you can't lose is get out of my dreams and into my car. So somehow you have to reconcile both of them. Okay. So I think the first part, you have to be just like, I had some Thai food really late last night. I'm having nightmares.
Really quick, do you feel like that happens when you eat Thai food?
I think if you eat... any like kind of rich food late at night, often your dreams are more vivid or vibrant.
I've never thought about that. Yeah. I'm going to test that theory in my dietary choices.
Yeah, I'm going to like eat a bunch of shit late at night and see what happens to my dreams.
I'm going to something very spicy before bed and see how I sleep.
Yeah, I think that tracks.
Okay. Okay. I hear what you're saying. Make it more specific.
Yeah, and let's find out about these dreams. What is he dreaming? It would be nice to know if the dreams were not, you know, super, you know, fucked up and, mm-hmm. and were a little on the more thoughtful side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would like to see the invitation to the car to be about, listen, I know this is crazy, but I've been having some dreams and I kind of like what I see and what's happening. And if you're cool with it, maybe you could get in my car and, you know, we'll see what happens. Still, you know, and not lose the sexiness of it, but.
Okay. But maybe more polite.
Yeah. Just,
okay.
you know,
okay.
test the waters, but still, yeah, okay, that's my thoughts.
I got some ideas cooking based on what you're saying.
Yeah.
Musically though, we like this. We're keeping it musical.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we can touch this. What would we do? Make it acoustic? Stop.
Shut up.
That actually pisses me off so much.
I'm fucking pissed now, and I'm ready to punch a hole in a wall.
Oh my God, perfect segue, because the next thing I have to ask you is your punchable jam.
You can't punch this.
Punch, punch, punch. Punch, punch, pinch. So,
that's the song I'm going to use now.
Punch, 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 pinch, pinch, punch. It's a good song.
I was trying to laugh off mic so I could isolate the audio.
You could isolate it and add some music behind it. Yeah, perfect. Very good.
So what is it?
Oh, okay. So as you know, I host a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you're big time into music.
Who cares about the Rock Paul? The Rock Paul?
I'm rock contagious. Hall.
Yeah, wow, you've infected me. So right currently, the nominee list, this year's nominee list has gone out. The ballot has gone out. We don't know who's going to be inducted, but we know who are on the nominee, who's on the nominee list. And on my podcast, we are covering all the nominees one by one.
Whoa.
And
a whole artist?
Per episode.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It's fun though.
Yeah.
And it's, if you want to know about an artist, listening to one of those episodes as a listener can be, I think, not only fun and funny, but educational.
Oh my God, cool.
So one of the episodes we did recently was Rufus featuring Chaka Khan, which is the band that Chaka Khan was throughout the 70s.
Okay.
And it's a funk band and their songs are really, really great. And I am obsessed with one of their songs called Do You Love What You Feel? It's extremely fun, danceable.
Okay.
Combined, and like it has this production that is like, it's a little bit disco, it's a little bit funk. It makes you want to move. It makes you want to groove. And then what ties it all together is one of the great vocalists of all time, Chaka Khan.
Absolutely.
And it's, ooh, yeah, it just
I'm
gets
so excited.
Me going.
Anytime you can tell me something's moving and grooving, mm-hmm. I'm there. Two things I famously love to do.
As we know.
Everyone's like, what does Miel actually do, though? And then if somebody, you know, is woke, mm-hmm. she moves and grooves.
Hell yeah.
Not well.
But does that matter?
No, like I said at the beginning of this episode.
Dance like no one's watching.
Always dance like no one's watching. You know what you should also do? Talk like you're not recording.
Wow. Put that on a piece of driftwood.
I'm so excited to check that out. It's perfect, actually, because I also chose a song that I feel like has the same energy.
Okay.
It's from the same year, even, 1988. It's Boy Meets Girls, Waiting for a Star to Fall. So Boy Meets Girl, I maybe have mentioned this on air before. Apologies for any diehard fans that are pissed about me saying it twice.
Quit repeating yourself.
It's this duo that had this one big hit, Waiting for a Star to Fall, although they had a bunch of other good songs too, but no one knows them. Then they went on to have enormous success as songwriters. They wrote not one, but two Whitney Houston songs. Those two, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh my God.
And How Will I Know.
Jesus,
can you believe
Christ.
That?
That's
so
wild.
Now imagine that songwriting coupled with George Merrill's voice, which is absolutely
George
fucking
Merrill?
Insane. You have to listen.
I will. I want to.
And what's even crazier is he's now what, like 60 and maybe probably, a little younger? 50
something? I was going to say probably older.
He still Who can knows? Sing like that.
My God, we got to go see him.
We got to see him. The song slaps. I love it so much. It's got the best chorus. It has the sax solo. It has a modulation. It's
oh,
like,
hell yeah.
It's the exact 80s recipe for a pop hit, as is Billy Ocean, of course.
I love it. And Whitney Houston is on the ballot this year.
What? For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Mm-hmm. Sorry, is it called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it is.
But your podcast is Rock Hall.
Who cares about the Rock Hall, just so it does, or the name of our show isn't like seven words, you know?
Okay. All right. What about the R&R?
Stop. That means rest and relaxation.
It sure does. Although, how did it not get rock and roll? That was there first. We were rocking and rolling long before we were resting.
Anyone ever
relaxing.
Went to sleep.
Joe, thank you so much for coming on to this, I don't know, post-coma recovery dream sequence episode.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
This is very fun.
Thank you for having me. This was a great time.
Where can people follow you, see your stand-up, whatever?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Joe K, Joe K, and you can...
It's Joe K twice?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, just like the course of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe K!
Joe K!
Joe K! and then you can follow me on Instagram at Joe Kwa, Joekwa. And you can I tweet and Instagram when I'm doing shows and stuff, so that's where you can
so follow
that.
You online, and then you can keep up follow with your online. Comedy.
Yeah.
You guys are going to want to do that because Joe's very funny, if you can't tell from this episode.
Oh, hey.
But you already know. How many times do I have to have a laugh break off air? If you want to follow me, I'm at Meow at Punch Up the Jam. We have a Patreon where you can get a playlist I make you every month.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that like nice? It's really nice.
If you're not on the Patreon, get in there.
Can I quote you on that?
Get up in there.
Touch the bumper.
Hey, if you're not subscribed, if you're not a Patreon member yet, touch that bumper.
And then I guess now we'll go to what I did with this song, and hopefully it's not freaky.
Yes, and I am gonna hear it.
Okay, bye.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now for world premiere.
The more specific version of Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car, with cleared up metaphors and some other stuff no one asked for.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.